This is The Naked Scientist. Chris Smith and Ginny Smith. We're talking about epigenetics this week.
Still to come, we'll be looking at the epigenetics of adult stem cells, and we're finding out if a developing baby can get cancer.
OK, Ginny, you've been taking a look at the news this week. What have you got for us?
Well, I found a story that seems to suggest that having children lowers your likelihood of dying. Now, this is a difficult area to research because you can't conduct a randomised trial like you normally would to test a hypothesis. What scientists would like to do is take a group of people and randomly assign some of them to have children and some of them not to, but this isn't possible and it's definitely not ethical. So a team from Aarhus University in Denmark, led by Espen Agerbo, attempted to get round this problem by using a natural experiment. They followed couples who were undergoing IVF treatment and examined the differences between those for whom the treatment was successful and those for whom it wasn't.
Oh, that's good, because then you've got basically all things being considered. They're both the same, but one group ended up with the kids, the other group wanted to have kids but then didn't unfortunately have kids, so you can just compare the two.
Exactly. So previously, couples who were childless out of choice and those who were unable to have children had been put in the same category. But as you said, this study avoided this, as all the childless couples had been through the IVF process, so it wasn't by choice. And they also, interestingly, looked at parents who adopted children and compared them to the childless and those with the biological child. So criticisms of previous studies suggested that the differences found might be due to the fact that not being able to have children is an indicator of poor health. In this study, none of the participants, even those who ended up with children, had been able to conceive naturally. So that reduces the risk of this being an important factor in the findings.
Well, obviously it doesn't completely negate it, but you're right, it does mitigate it. So what did they actually find when they did the analysis?
Well, in this study, which was published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, by the way, they followed the parents for between 3 and 14 years after they'd started IVF and found that the childless women had a rate of death 4 times higher than those with a child, whether that child was biological or adopted.
Gosh, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, and men with children also benefited, though not quite so much. They were half as likely to die as their childless counterparts.
Well, that's reassuring. It's good. I'll have another kid then.
They didn't actually look, or they didn't mention whether they looked at whether more children cuts your risk even further, actually. So I'm not sure if that would help.
It doesn't feel like it, but anyway, carry on.
But they did look at instances of psychiatric illness, and they found that the rate amongst those with biological children didn't actually differ at all from the childless couples, apart from in the case of substance abuse, which was lower. Interestingly, parents who adopted children had a lower rate of psychiatric illness than either of the other two groups. Now, this might be explained because the selection criteria for adoption is very rigorous and could actually rule out any couples who might have an underlying, maybe even undiagnosed, psychiatric illness. Now, we've got to be a little bit careful because the study does have its limitations. The authors admit that income, education and age may all have confounding roles, but it does seem to provide an intriguing glimpse into the benefits of child rearing. You may think they're driving you into an early grave, but your kids might actually be helping you live a long and healthy life.
It's extraordinary, though, to think that now I have some children, statistically, I have a death rate risk half what it was before. Do they actually speculate in the paper why there's such a dramatic reduction, and for women, fourfold?
No, they don't go into that at all in this paper. But if you think about it, I think someone with a child is possibly likely to engage in less risky behaviours. You might be less likely to, I don't know, skydive or sort of more mundane risky things like drinking a lot or smoking. I think people, when they have children, start to feel very responsible and responsible for themselves as well because their children are dependent on them.
Oh, that's me. Paragon of responsibility.